All right. Welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is June 8th, 2022. Today in studio, we got Scott Anthony and Lisa DiStefano.
Yay.
Welcome back, Lisa. Welcome,
Good
Scott.
Good morning.
Haven't seen you before. Thanks for coming
nice
in.
Nice meeting you.
And nice to meet you. Yeah. So we just, well, I'm just going to put it out there. We just did a whole podcast and the damn computer broke. So we're doing it again. So we're a little more friendly now. We're a little closer, but I apologize. That's, you know, that's rock and roll, baby.
Hey. It happens.
That's life.
Yes.
So don't worry about what we said.
Okay.
Because we haven't said it. We can talk about it all over again.
Out of my mind.
So what you have is celebration marketing. And now I actually feel a little more educated about this. So now I can really kind of get into it. But what you do is you send out postcards, and I got them right here, and which basically allows people to learn that they can go to a participating restaurant and bring a birthday, and we can do this for several different things, but what we're talking about right now is the birthday cards, mm-hmm. and that, you know, it says, welcome Anthony family, welcome to community, this was the wrong one.
Yes.
Okay, we're doing a couple things. This is the birthday one, sorry. But it says, happy birthday, Scott. Please accept this gift with our compliments to help you celebrate your special day. We look forward to seeing you soon. Best wishes, 99 sea level. And what this says is like, hey, if you get a few people, 10, 15 people together and all meet at this restaurant, the restaurant appreciates it. You appreciate it. And then you can actually get $15 off the ticket of the whole group of the table.
Correct.
It's a great idea. So you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah. So this is something unique. It's been around since 2016 in Baltimore. So a peer of mine in my other business started this in 2016, working with high-end restaurants and regular restaurants around Baltimore, and realized that his name's David Michelson, and he had a franchise piece here. So he started taking it national. He reached out to me. We both live down in Bayside in Fenwick and Selbyville, and said, listen, I might have an opportunity for you here. So I came on as one of his original dealers and bought the territory, which I own all of Sussex County and down to in Pocomoke. I can mail anywhere nationally, but that's the area that I focus in. And what we did was take this concept of being able to put together an 5.5 by 8.5 postcard. It's glossy, sexy, great pictures, with an invitation saying happy birthday on it to residents that were located around a particular restaurant. So the concept wasn't hard. We provided the technology to find out who they are, where they live, what their age is, so on and so forth, and target that particular person. So we would say happy birthday, Lisa, and that's local to 99 sea level, and an invitation to bring in her and her friends or her family. We find 70% of people go out for their birthday. It's a great time to celebrate. So it brings in happy customers to the restaurant. That's our client. They spend more. There's more tips. They drink more. The restaurant then can look at them and know that there's a celebration going on and interact a little better to make it a fond memory. It's a new concept down here to be able to filter people who are already going out for their birthday to our local clients.
Well, and you know, and I feel like we're going to be repeating everything that we just talked about. But
who doesn't love a birthday? I mean, this is a great, great idea.
No, it's a great idea. But the point we were talking about prior to the computer going down was that, you know, we were going through this change where, you know, like when we were kids, you know, going out to eat was really a special event.
Yes.
It wasn't something we just did, you know, every night. You know, it wasn't just this thing we'd kind of become used to, like eating out so much. It was really special. And I think, you know, inflation, whatever it is, post-pandemic, whatever, you know, we're having to take a look at, you know, what's special again. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is a great opportunity to, you know, because I can speak for myself, I'm not eating out as much as I was. You know, I'm being more thoughtful about mm-hmm. it. We can talk about how restaurants are becoming more accommodating for this new sort of landscape that we're kind of going through. But, you know, this is a great opportunity to get some people together to celebrate something that's special and reminding us that even eating out has become even special again. And I think that's a great idea. I think we're being more considerate about how we're spending our money. And if we're going to do it, it might as well be with our friends celebrating somebody's birthday or mm-hmm. whatever the event. And you get $15 off.
Yeah.
That's saving money.
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, we're trying to bring the community, people in the community together. Yeah. And it create great memories. I mean, that's one of our taglines. You know, you want to create great memories when you go out to eat. I have them of my going out to the steakhouse, you know, when my dad was around. And we would go out for...
red leather high back boots, like you're part of the family. Paul's Monterey Inn. That's where we used to go in Albuquerque. Paul's Monterey Inn had the big... leather high. Red.
They didn't have a big cow out front, right?
No, but that cow was making its rounds. The cow and the guy waving.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
It's funny.
So anyway, down here, I looked at partnering with Lisa. She brings 30 years experience as a executive chef, and
love being in the business.
I got this off the ground in Sussex County. And our paths crossed working with Chef Gigi at Roz, and I approached her about partnering up and helping me take this to the next level, which we have in a very short period of time. So she thinks I'm a luck charm. She's the luck charm. So we've been able to reach this out to multiple businesses
and
as
help
well.
A lot of people in a really short, quick period of time.
Yeah. Well, and the cool thing is, and then you know. If the computer had worked, we'd have had all this. But the cool thing was is that you have a Facebook page, right? And, you know, and a question to you that I had was like, hey, if somebody wants to get... Because the way it's kind of working now, you're kind of data mining, right? You're getting information, you know, the right way. And you're taking that information and just randomly sending it to people that fall under this kind of, you know, area that you're looking for, this age group or, you know, whatever it is. And I was like, well, as if, you know, because not everybody's moving here. Some people like to come down here for the week.
Yep.
You know, so it'd be cool if they could go onto your Facebook page and say, hey, look, we're coming down. We'd like to be, you know, we'd like to be on the list to get this card.
So, on my celebration mailers, they could send me a note and tell me when their birthday is. So we'll try to get it scheduled for that birthday month. Obviously, that card revolves around birthdays. And I do get that occasionally. I have people, but we when we talk to a restaurant, there could be in that demographics that we're looking at and targeting, there could be 2,000, 2,500 people. We just ran across a local business that serves food in Rehoboth, and our proposal was going to mail 600 cards for the gentleman, and he looked at the top of it and it says, well, there's 2,200 people that are available under my demographics. And he goes, why wouldn't I mail all of them? And I said, well, Lisa said, that's a good question. You can mail all of them. We try to cater to their budget. So not everybody wants to mail every person that's in that demographic. So that's why they don't hit everybody. But each month, it is a new audience. So the card is always fresh. It goes out. It has a three-month shelf life on it. So if the person does not go out and celebrate their birthday that month, they have two more months in order to roam around in their kitchen. They can
they give it away?
Yeah, they can give it away.
Transfer it?
Yeah. So as long as they have the card, they take it in and they can use the card. So that's what the objective is it doesn't matter who it is, bring in the card and they'll collect it.
And you've really, I mean, for now you're targeting right now birthdays, and then you're also targeting new to the area.
Yes.
That was the one I started
new movers.
Reading.
Yes.
New movers.
Yes.
But really, I mean, you know, you could really target all sorts of people, bridal parties, whatever, you know, but there's a lot of potential out there. I mean, if someone that's coming down for the weekend that's in a bridal party or a bachelor's party or a bachelorette weekend, you know, they could use something like this with a group just as well. So if they were wanting to do that, they could come maybe send you a note on your messenger on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
No, we try to cater to find those people in the public that are going to go out and celebrate and get them into the restaurant.
And I think the Mancini's example is a good one to share.
Yeah, so with Mancini's is one of our longest standing customers. Gabby Mancini has been down here for 30 years. He started out as one of our first clients. I've been doing this now as the dealer for a year just in June, so started out last year. And he came on as one of our first clients as testing the waters, and he went that spring. And what we found out from some of his feedback is that since he's been there 30 years, he thought everybody knew who Mancini's was. Uh-huh. And lo and behold, people are bringing the car. I didn't know you were here. I'm like, well, I'm right on Route 1. How did you not know I was here?
Yeah,
and you know, I'm established. So it really opened up the eyes of somebody who was, you know, had blinders on, and it opened their eyes that, hey, advertising can work. So we started the program that spring, and we were coming up to the summer. He's like, I really don't need any advertising this summer. I'm pretty full. But when we do our analysis of who's coming in, when we're mailing out 500 cards, let's say for Gabby, our target is to try to get 10% back. So that's 50 dinners, hopefully with bigger groups, bigger checks, bigger tips, a lot more alcohol if it's a party. But they sprinkle out through the month. So the cards all arrive at the beginning of the month, so say July 1st. And as you have your birthday, if it's the 2nd, the 15th, the 20th, you're going to move your dinner depending on revolving around when your birthday is. So the dinners don't all come at one time. When the mailer hits, this postcard goes out to everybody, then they sprinkle in. So they're getting two or three. Bethany Blues gives me the feedback. They get two or three a day. So it's not going to overwhelm the restaurant. So our concept is not to do this blanket mass mailing and then overrun the restaurant, and then all of a sudden they're like, I can't do this anymore. It sprinkles in. So last summer he skipped, Gabby did, with Mancini's, and this summer he's like, well, it's not going to overwhelm the restaurant. I'm getting them in throughout the month. It's paying for itself. It's making my restaurant money, and it's making my people money. So this year he's going full throttle throughout the summer. As a matter of fact, he not only is doing the birthdays, he raised his quantity amount, but he's doing new movers now as well. So
Excellent.
We're mailing out a new mover card for Mancini's.
So if a restaurant wants to get on this list, right, mm-hmm. your radar, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, I mean, my phone number is real easy, 302-494-1000. They can hear me. Sometimes I do some radio spots over in Georgetown. So I have an easy phone number, Celebration Marketing. I have a Facebook page, and they can get in touch with me pretty easily. So just give me a call. We'll come to them. These folks are busy, male, female, business owners out there are busy people. We'll come to you in off time, go through the program, break it down, how much it costs per piece, how the program works. Every program is slightly different. So 99C level, there's thousands of people around Bethany that would fit a open demographics. Since it's a high-end restaurant, we mail just people that make over $100,000. So that way we know people are going to be able to afford to come in there and pay for a higher-end dinner. Bethany Blues, we open it up, so we mail out to everybody. Everybody loves barbecue, chicken, ribs, all of that. So we cater the demographics for each card for each restaurant.
People are going to get an attitude, because they want to make sure they're on the right list, right? It's like, am I on that list, Scott?
I know. I might have opened up a can of whoop-ass.
I did not realize that. So I might be in the more common or the lower class if I get... Okay. No, it actually makes sense. Yeah. Why waste people's time? Like, you know, there are people that are a little bit higher than the rest of us. Yeah. I mean, it's good work. Good job.
Well, we Mancini's, we only mail female. So if a male came to me and said, "Why don't get the male?"
We talked about decision makers.
Yes.
The ladies are making those choices, honey. This is where we're going to dinner tonight. So
we get creative with this behind the scenes stuff. You know, Wizard of Oz. You don't really want to give away all your secrets, but you know, this is talking to people that are business owners here. We can find what we believe is we can find who is going to pay for your products, regardless of what it is. The birthdays really revolve around.
The restaurant industry.
Yeah, the restaurant industry.
Trying to get them back on track, trying to work through everything we've just been through, and we think this is a good tool to help build that revenue back.
And then we talked, again, before it got deleted, about Sodell.
So it
Sodell,
broke. It didn't get deleted. It broke.
Sodell, one of my first clients, does a Thompson Island birthday card. So you get $15 off. You go into Thompson Island, and they mail every month. And I met Scott Kammerer at a Delaware Restaurant Association award ceremony last summer, and we got talking, and he said, hey, do we have other avenues that we can reach different people? And I said, well, we can reach new movers as well. I mean, it's a target audience that we look after. So we designed a card that mails out for all 14 of their restaurants. So you saw the card. It's really pretty attractive.
It's in my hand.
Yeah.
Well, and before we were so rudely reminded the computer broke. I was just complimenting you on how amazing these cars. I'm very annoyed right now that damn computer broke because we really had a great chat.
Let's do that chat off of Carol.
So your question was, how do you come up with these concepts? Because the cars are really sexy and attractive, and we don't reinvent the wheel. So Carol Bazett runs my office.
Ooh,
so
Carol.
I've been working with her for 6 years. When I started out with her, because I also own Money Mailer, she told me, hey, I think I can start doing some of this artwork. My bills every month for charging artists to be able to create these concepts for me was getting quite expensive. And she says, well, I know the software. She works with InDesign. And she says, I've been teaching myself, so I can do this. So she took it off my plate of having to farm it out to somebody else. And we do it in-house. So we do it right down there in Selbyville, right in Bayside. And she creates these concepts. So I do have to admit that I stand over her shoulder, which irritates her a little bit. but she comes up with some great concepts. But the part about not reinventing the wheel, we take the pictures that the restaurant has, their logos, we just reincorporate
it
into a real, you know, sharp-looking card.
Well, it's smart. I mean, I look at this Sodell card, and this is Sodell.
Yeah.
That is a Sodell. When I see that card, it doesn't feel like... Like, you know, sometimes you'll see something and you're like, what is this whole circus? And then you'll see, you know, Blue Coast or something. Like, oh, that doesn't really go together. But these cards, that says to me, Sodell, this says to me, Bethany Blues.
Yes.
I mean, Carol did a great job capturing. You know, sometimes you'll see something and you're like, I know what this is about when I see this.
Yeah.
And it's very smart. It's very good. You know, and we, you know, we were complimenting Scott, you know, all the great job. You know, Sodell... And a handful of restaurants, you know, through this pandemic really, you know, stepped up their game. And I loved how, you know, you could take takeout from Sodell, you could log into their website, and you could have a little kind of, you know, a moment with the chef talking about the meal. It was something that looked like they were updating every day. Just, you know, when times got tough, they figured it out.
Yes. And we alluded to some of the other things that I do. We just went to a Meals on Wheels event at Ivy, and you mentioned Blue Coast. So I the auctioneer is auctioning off different events to raise money for Meals on Wheels, and I happened to win the dinner for 10 at Blue Coast. So the chef, I got to meet the chef, and we haven't gone yet, my family. But
did you win it or buy it?
Bought it.
Yeah,
I was the winning.
Anything.
I was the winning bidder.
Right. I've thought about
yes,
that before.
Yes.
That's a good deal.
For
the
a good
chef
cause.
Is very excited to prepare this for you. He was like, I'm going to do a really big
Who's the chef?
I'm not sure which venue it was from, but
it was Blue Coast.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I met him, and his name escapes me right now. I want to say Jeff, but I don't know that for a fact.
All right.
But he hosted the event at his table. He did a great job that night.
Yes.
Well, and we were talking, God, all the fun stuff we talked about. Chef Gigi and the backroom table.
Yes.
Hopefully, you know, when he was on the podcast, he talked about bringing a bunch of chefs and getting them all together. And I'm like, this is like Anthony Bourdain kind of stuff.
Well, you're talking about how he was, you know, from the Taj Palace.
Well, yeah, that's all, you know. And his podcast posts Monday, but we already decided that we won't hear that until after that because this is not going to post for another couple weeks anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just a big time warp.
Yes.
But Chef Gigi was on, and he was amazing. And I am interested if that does happen. Please don't forget about me.
No, we won't.
The table in the back.
I got you.
Well, I handed you the Chef Gigi card because I think that shouts from the rooftops what his concept is there. The colors, the pictures, his logo.
Yep.
He's on the back. I mean, it morphed into a great design, he's quite an individual. So.
Yeah, he prides himself in being that person, coming out and speaking to all the different customers, and it definitely comes through in that card.
Yeah, no, I love it. How many restaurants are participating in this project?
That's a good question. I don't have a count off the top of my head. I want to say right now we're sitting at about 14,
okay.
I think. We try to spread the love. You don't want to have three restaurants in a row all mailing to the same people. I mean, I know somebody can handle three birthday dinners, like you said, people are going out more often these days. But we try to spread the wealth. So we have Surf and Turf up in Milford now. Up in Milford, we have La Hacienda. It's a great Mexican restaurant. Then we go down to Bethany with Bethany Blues and 99
Sea
Level.
So we have opportunities.
Yeah.
Well, and some restaurants won't. I bet there's some restaurants won't participate in this during the summer. There's some restaurants that are just busy.
Right. Right.
You know, like Sodell. Sodell won't take reservations.
Right.
They're like. I remember Matt. He's like, why? I'm busy.
You know, it's funny because we started having that conversation, but it's really changed. The tide has no pun, but the tide has changed with that one. I think people want to go through the summer with this promotion. So we've seen some of that feedback, and we've gotten it, and then we talk about some of the success stories, and it's actually catching on throughout the season.
And there's some that won't. All three of my kids, I'm fortunate that they work for the Bethany Blues restaurant down in Bethany. It is small. I mean, it is small and it is overwhelmed in the summer.
Yep.
So they're a client. We put them on hiatus for June, July, and August, and they'll be back in September. But the one up here in Lewis can handle whatever they throw at it. So they've continued on through the summer.
Much larger venue.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we do take that in consideration. Every business owner needs to give me the feedback and Lisa the feedback that they need in order to run their business. But again, as they trickle in, we're finding that our cards are not overwhelming the restaurant.
And think about all the new businesses that have landed, right? We've had a lot of change the last 2 years. Some have gone away, so that's sad. But a lot of new folks in town, and I think this is a perfect opportunity for them because it really gets the word out for those folks.
Well, and also, you know, so one thing that came to mind was, so if somebody decides they want to do this, let's say I get this and I get a bunch of people, I would probably call the restaurant ahead of time.
Yeah, and so there's opportunities for the restaurants to be able to take reservations. Some can, some can't. Right. But we can easily put that on there. One of the technologies we're working on right now is a QR code which the chef or the owner can wish a happy birthday to the person. So it says, scan me for your birthday wishes. Scan it. It gives them a sends them right to a video wishing the person a happy birthday. And then at the end, you can actually go in and hit reservation.
Very cool.
So that's coming. But yeah, we're trying to always evolve it. So, you know, right now we know this is hitting a great demographics because people buy on Amazon. They are ordering things online all the time. They're going to their mailbox every day. And our product being in there as a happy birthday and celebration during their birthday month is really starting to resonate because I'm repeating myself here, but you know that when your birthday comes up, you get 100, 125 people that are saying happy birthday online. Mm. It's easy to do because it shows right up in your timeline. And this gives a personal note to people, and we hope that makes them smile a little bit. And then they can call a couple people if they know people and go out for a birthday celebration.
Now we know the demographics down here. They love getting a birthday card.
So if this, like if I get this in the mail for Roz, I think it's important we really describe whether people need to call ahead, right?
Yes.
Roz prefers reservations. Yeah. That one I know. Yeah.
Okay, because Roz takes reservations. Sodell mostly doesn't.
Right.
So,
correct.
I mean, don't get the card and expect this is a free pass to bring in 20 people, and they're going to be like, oh, my God, come right in. You know, it's a, you know, it has to, there needs to be some communication
some
as well.
Some coordination, yes.
Yeah, because it's a big deal, and, you know, that's...
We love the 20 parties, but we generally see seven people.
Okay,
so
sense.
It's something that they can usually accommodate on the fly. And I don't get that pushback. I don't get that, hey, your cards are bringing in too many people. Like I said, it's usually spread out, but
it makes sense. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I'm really actually kind of warning the people that get a card.
Yep.
This isn't a free ticket to, you know, have people been
anticipate
over
the crowds.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Especially when it's raining down here.
Yeah. There's some restaurants down in Rehoboth that, you're lucky to get in.
Yeah.
So think a little bit ahead. What do you see in the next couple months, next couple years? Is this, you always looking for the new, trying new things?
Part of my partnership with Lisa is that she, as a executive chef and her 30 years experience or more in that business, is she can handle some of the restaurants, which she's doing flawlessly over the last 6 or 8 weeks that we've had
fun.
A partnership and having some fun. And then I can take, you know, my efforts and move them into other businesses. And we're doing that collectively now. She's figured that out, that, hey, you can meet the next partner of for a campaign, you know, at your front doorstep, which I don't know if you want to share that story again with Roof Right.
So before we got started, I had this opportunity to get my roof checked out. I had moved into a new home, and I don't know how old it was. I had a roofer in the neighborhood, Rob Gross from Roof Right, and he came over, sweetheart, really honest guy, just said, you know what, let me go up and check your roof, and you know, you don't need one. Call me in 5 years, but let me tell you my product. And he couldn't stop talking in such a wonderful, defined way.
What is the product?
It's just the way that he layers on the roofing and the product that he uses and the way he stands behind what he does. It's really his work ethic and the technology he uses to clean off the shingles off the roof, and just he was in it and he loved what he did and his passion came right through it.
Have you ever had your roof done? You ever seen anybody have the roof done?
No, but
when they're throwing those shingles off because they're ripping off the roof, it goes all over your shrubs and nails everywhere. And he has a bucket that comes right up to the house, goes up two floors.
Clean sweep.
And his people put it right in there, and then he can move it out.
So his landscaping is saved, and he watches it, you know. So it worked out really well. And so we had a conversation, and he went through it, and he said, you know, I said, you need to take what you just told me and put it in a little bit of a link on your Facebook, whatever, and just tell people what you do because you're awesome at it. And he said, well, I don't know what you do, but let's do something together. And so I called Scott, and we were able to work with him. And, you know, he's out there. And he said to me, I want you to make my phone ring off the hook, and this product did it. So Celebration Marketing was his key to being real busy right now.
So a year ago when I started this, it was restaurants and really restaurants only. And now it's evolved. So you say, what's next? I don't know. I mean, we Roof Right, it's been a great success story. Thank you for Lisa for putting that together. I just did a campaign with Purdue for hiring people over in Georgetown. Again, not a concept that was even in my mind a year ago. But you're driving down the road and you see a billboard that says Purdue hiring, looking for a deboner for $19 an hour.
Everybody needs help. Everybody needs help right now.
And what?
A deboner. Yes. Deboner. So I put a
it's
card
a conveyor
together.
Belt. I'll tell you the behind the scenes. It's a conveyor belt. The chicken goes past. One guy swipes the chicken leg all day long. Next person takes the wing, and it falls into a conveyor, and off it goes.
Nobody said boner.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty funny.
That's why I said it twice.
Deboner. The Bears.
So that is in the mail now. So it should be in homes pretty quickly here this month.
Well, we
but
talked
it's
a little
a new
bit.
Concept.
We also talked a little bit, you know, about, you know, like if someone's getting roofing, you know, if, you know, getting a neighborhood together. I don't know. Something like that. Somehow, you know, if something like this went together and said, hey, get me 10 neighbors and let's all seal all your driveways and we'll give you a discount over the whole thing. That could be a real way to reach people. I mean, you could. Many different ideas, right? Roofing, ceiling, lawn care, whatever.
Working with
it is.
Some pool groups right now, lawn groups. Yeah. You know, people just trying to get their name out to all the new people that have moved into the community. They don't know where to go.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's a it's a tough world out there. But listen, you know, I feel like we've been beat down. Beat down. And now I feel like we're starting to come back up. And we're like, fine, life as we knew it's a little different. Like, I surrender. And I'm open to, you know, eating out less and doing less. But when I do something, I think, and we're going to start seeing this, when people do something, and I can take, because I'm on both sides. You know, we do this podcast, helping the people out. But I also have a hair business, you know, and I'm raising my prices because everything's going up.
Oh, I know.
And I'm trying to figure out, you know, I can tell you as a guy that's in the hair business, trying to find ways of being less of a financial burden to my clients. And because it isn't important for me to make a bunch of money early and then have everybody stop coming. It's to try to figure out how to make it through this tough time. So, you know, giving options. Like, hey, if maybe someone comes in and gets color, highlights, toner, haircut. A year ago, it was, you know, 100 and something bucks. But now we're starting to creep over into the 200s. And I'm like, that seems like a lot. Because I'm still just a guy, right? So I say, listen, why don't we try... Maybe this time we'll just do color. Maybe next time we'll do the highlights. Let's try. I'm open to making less money if you're open to spending less money.
Yeah.
Some people are like, I like what I do, and don't worry about my money. And I say, don't worry, then we'll do that. But
well, you're creating that partnership with your clients.
Yeah, good times and bad.
For longevity. And part of what we want to do here, I mean, we pick a high-quality card. You know, it's a great finish on there. It makes the card kind of sexy. We do first-class mail when it goes out. But we work with each partner to say, hey, we want to be within your budget. And we'll sit there and break down the ROI. I know we talked earlier about some of the functions of the card. So on the back of the card is a little 2D barcode. So it tells me, if I scan those into my system, who that person is, their age, their demographics, their income, and all that. And if the restaurant saves the cards, puts the check on there, the amount, then I can give them a quick calculation on what their ROI is for the whole campaign. So we did that with Mancini. So that is something that we carry around with us when we talk to other restaurants to show people that this is a moneymaker for them. So even though they're only getting, if they're mailing out 500 cards, they're getting back 50 dinners, you multiply that and extrapolate it. Average ticket is higher. The dinner totals are higher. Everything is higher when it revolves around who we're bringing into their restaurant.
So is there a limit or a maximum?
For how many they can mail?
For how many people they can bring?
No. It's just they just get the one discount. But, yeah, more the merrier. Well, we get people that share. I mean, I got a ticket the other day from Mancini's on my phone that showed somebody brought in 12 people, and it was a $500 dinner.
And they only gave him $15 off?
And they only gave him $15 off. Yeah. Yeah, but you're going to spend that somewhere.
They discovered the restaurant. They'll be back. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different opportunities.
Mancini's. Yeah. Family. They took that money. Yeah. Well, listen, I think it's...
Food is crazy now. In all fairness to restaurants, I mean, the food cost and everything is out of this world right now.
Part of the thing is that when it comes to stuff like this, I tend to feel like this is promoting this is about the restaurant. And really, you're providing a service to people. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't always have to be about the restaurant, right? This can be about people, you know, bringing people together.
Celebrating.
Opportunities to set with people, maybe that we haven't sat with in a couple years.
Yeah.
Getting some money off your dinner. You know, learning about a new restaurant, you know, creating experience to share with other people through conversation. And, you know, whether it's taking pictures on Facebook or on your Instagram of the food.
Yes.
You know, I take pictures of all the food. I love doing that. Why do you do that? I love it. Don't worry about it. It's like, it's mine. I get to do what I want.
Well, we have the new mover card with Sodell, and I love going on and seeing their posts. So I'm friends on Facebook with all of their different chefs. So they'll share their creations. So you have... You know, soft shell crab month, and now we're in lobster month right now. And they'll share their creations, and it's just amazing food that they provide.
Where's this? Where can they find this?
So,
if
they go on to the Sodell Facebook page, then they'll see posts from their chefs.
Is there promotions and features of the month?
How come you don't? Or I shouldn't say. Maybe an idea. Yeah. Invite people to your Facebook page to share their experience at the restaurant so that when people come to your Facebook page and or maybe they want to put it like, hey, Scott, can I get on your list? Yeah. And they can see other people's experience.
Yeah. Celebration Marketing is the name of my Facebook page. They can find it. It is I do share my local restaurants when they do posts that are fitting for those particular months. I'll do share so they can see that, and then they can become friends with those chefs as well to see the creations because they just want to get their word out.
Mm-hmm.
Drew, who does the
awesome pastry chef,
the pastry chef for all the Sodell restaurants, just out of his mind with some of the creations that he comes up with. It gives me goosebumps just thinking about it because it's not normal. It's like above a human being with some of the stuff that he does.
I feel like sometimes we get involved in like ideas, like your idea of this podcast, and then all of a sudden more responsibility starts showing up. Mm-hmm. And I know for us, you know, when we do stuff, then now I like to promote as much as I can.
Yeah.
So now we have this almost like this timeline and, you know, sometimes we create other things in the process of making the initial thing. And I feel like you're almost going to have to start posting some of this, you know, these people sharing their experiences.
Yeah.
So that people go, oh, my God, look at that. That looks awesome, you know, and can be part of this. Because it's more than a $15 coupon.
Right. This becomes a memory.
It looks like a $15 coupon.
Sounds like it.
But you want to remind them that it's more than a $15 coupon. Yes. It's an experience.
Yes.
And... hey, we'd love you to share your experience on our Facebook page so that when people come and are thinking of debating if this is an experience we would like to try, we can see, look at all the happy people. Looks awesome.
Well, one of the other things
we did not talk about that in the first hour.
We need more of that, so you're right on.
Well, some of the things I do in the community, so I'm the chairman for the Georgetown Chamber of Commerce, and the Linda Price, who's the executive director there, and her group and all of our directors. So we do mixers every month. We just had one at Community Bank. I got to meet Alex Pyres for the first time. Awesome individual. Gave me some projections that he sees our community going in.
Figures, calculations.
Great food, great drink, and it was a great happy hour. And we do those mixers every month in around town and all the way from Lewis to Georgetown and around. We do a breakfast, so we bring people in from the state. We just had the state auditor in. We have different people like that. So I'm meeting some great people and different businesses.
That's how we met Millville Boardwalk.
Yes. So at a mixer for the Bethany Fenwick Chamber.
Project Marin.
So, yes. So that's how we're getting our word out right now is just word of mouth, handshake, a smile, showing them some of the concepts that we have.
To put on your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think, do you ever wish it was happening faster?
Yesterday, no. Today, yes.
Yeah.
So well, it ebbs and flows.
It's, you know, there's a process, even like with this podcast. I mean, there's a part where, like, how much money do you make? How many people? It's like, don't worry about it. I'm not making any money. I just like doing this. Yeah. Can I just enjoy this grind and let me do the work so that at the end of the tunnel, there may be some light. Just leave me alone and let me just do it, right?
Touché.
Stop making it. Why does everything have to be like, you're not making any money? Then why are you doing it? It's because I just like it.
Yeah.
Called connecting dots, and it feels good.
Yeah, it's like I bought a new board. I like this board. Yeah. That's why I do this. The people, who cares about the people? I wanted this board. No, but it's like this is the. It's like I like doing this. As soon as it becomes about money, we gotta eventually make some. I know, but as soon as it becomes about money, then the fun gets kind of taken out of it. And but you know, I think that you're giving people an opportunity to take a different look at the restaurant business. And like we started this podcast off. People are looking at the restaurant business a little differently. I know I am, and I think I'm an average slice of vanilla people, and that's we're checking our money, checking it twice.
Well, listen, inflation is squeezing us. When you go out for chicken wings, and we're in chicken country, and you pay $14, $15, I paid $18 for 10 wings the other day. That's just it's just crazy. So people are feeling it.
Where?
So,
no. we're not here to hurt. Yeah. We're only here to help.
Hopefully this.
I hope they smiled when they handed them to you.
I've had. Yes, we don't want to get into. When I go to the. Yes. When I smell the chickens when I'm driving down the road, and then all of a sudden I got to pay $18 for 10 wings. Well, you used to go for, you know, now at least you can go for $1 oysters still. So Sodell has that for most of their happy hours and where they have the.
I love oysters. Their,
and then. I don't know. Just I think people want savings now. I think they really have that in their mind. So
value. Build the value.
It's getting kind of back to like.
Yep, what you said.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we used to go out for birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now you are giving people the opportunity that if it is for a birthday, you can bring some people and they'll recognize, is there a birthday hat anywhere?
Yeah.
Can we get an official hat that travels the town?
That could be next.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Well, yep. And, you know, the other thing we've been doing here is that, you know, we started off with one small business, but now we've created a new podcast, Delaware Live Music, and we're trying to help one small business musicians. You know, if they're, sitting in front of a microphone and trying to create some revenue, and that's their job, that's a business. So we're bringing in musicians, and we're learning, having a lot of fun with that. So I guess my question was, what do you think, what could possibly come from this?
I don't know. I mean, partnering up with Lisa, now all of a sudden my vision starts to become a lot broader. So now that we've expanded it into other businesses, and now I can take that, it's data-driven, so that's part of our technology, and being able to figure out how we can take that to a pool builder and a lawn care and a pest control, and we take this technology that we have to be able to create these great cards for birthdays, and now we could do it for other things. So I don't know. I'm mailing now. I'm all the way in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, over in Maryland, even though my territory is only really here in Delaware. So I'm spreading it out to more of the East Coast, it's been a real whirlwind just over the last 5 months. First 5 months was building some clientele with some great, and now all of a sudden it's starting to take off. So,
well, listen, I appreciate you, Scott. I apologize because we did. We had a great podcast, and there's nothing like looking at a computer that ain't working and looking back at you and saying, we have to do it over. So it's a tough gig, but we did it, and you're a great
Absolutely.
Sport. And thank you, Lisa. I love the idea. I think it's awesome. And anything we can do, you know, if you're doing anything
doing
promotional.
It, so we appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah. No, this was a lot of fun. In my mind, I'm running Did I tell that story? Did I talk about that?
We did.
But I'll definitely like all your stuff online, and I appreciate Lisa for introducing us. So then we can share stuff back and forth. I think this that we talked a lot about community and helping each other. We have these folks that come in for 3 months out of the year in abundance, but now they're coming year round. My history, I ran the BJ's over in Millsboro for 10 years, and we had the Snowbird. They would leave in the winter, and we would do hardly any business. And from 2008 to 2018, that's completely changed. So now it's a year-round business. And you see entities like Starboard and Bethany Blues, those groups, along with Sodell and his groups, now they can operate year-round and keep these people employed and keep them paid.
Well, we got the people here now.
Yeah.
And, you know, but that's you know, it's what a trip, right? What a trip we've been on.
Yes.
Well, listen, guys, thank you so much. So it's Celebration Marketing at your Facebook page. If someone's interested and wants to get on your list, just send you a note.
Yep. My phone number is 302-494-1000. Pretty easy. My email is santhony@celebrationmarketing.us.
Well, and I'll put all that in the description when we post the podcast. So that
people we'll
can
see
find
you out there because we'll come find you.
Yeah, come find me. I apologize again. That was it's so annoying. That was so great.
It's technology.
It's like painting a whole beautiful picture and then like it fall all the paint just fell off.
Yeah.
Well, come back sometime.
Yes.
We'll recheck maybe in the fall
it.
Or something. Yeah. We'll see. We'll do it
We'll give
over.
You an update. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much. Catch you later.
Appreciate it.
Bye.